Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week, we're talking about characteristics of a Christian father in light of Father's Day coming up this Sunday. Thought it would be a good time for us to reflect on what God would expect of a Christian father. As we read to start off the week in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, we're told, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." And so in a word, fatherhood is about responsibility. And we let off yesterday talking about how we need to comprehend control, that we need to be focused on God's agenda and not our own. We need to understand that children are a blessing and it's a God-given role to be a father. And so today, another characteristic of a Christian father is understanding that character counts. We need to have, as fathers, self-control and patience. Going back to that passage talking about church elders or shepherds, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, "Therefore an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money." And again, while this is speaking directly to elders of a church or men who are qualified to be elders of a church, we need to understand this is God's expectations of every man. We need to be the husband of one wife and stay with that wife. Be sober-minded and self-controlled. Be one who keeps his head on level. Keep a cool presence about yourself. Not being violent, but being gentle, not looking for a fight, not being consumed with money, not being a slave to the bottle, but being one who is respectable, who is able to control himself. Character counts. And along those lines, we need to have love and compassion. Proverbs 22:6 is such a common verse used about parenting, but it's a helpful one. When we read, "Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it." And the fact is, I'm not willing to truly love my child if I'm not truly willing to train them. And we're not going to get anywhere if we ourselves aren't motivated and ready to give encouragement. We have to see the difference between the way we're raising our children compared to the world and allow that focus and purpose to drive us even more. We have to be motivated to share and to encourage our children to listen and apply the lessons that we offer them in life. And when we establish a new expectation for our kids as they mature, and when we see our children making the effort to follow it, we need to be encouraging and not discouraging. Because when you think about it, how much effort has God made to make sure that we're encouraged as his children? We can look all throughout Scripture to find examples. And so the principle would be, if God's willing to have us encouraged, should we not offer the same to our own children? Our children can be torn down in this world in so many ways with things online and in school and everything else. We don't need to be the ones to tear them down. Discipline them, yes, but all with the mind to encourage them to be better and to grow. And out of a heart of love is what motivates all of this, which is the same exact thing that God does. He does what he does out of love. And so as we close today, considering these characteristics of a Christian father so far, first we need to comprehend control, that it's God's agenda and not our own that matters, and that character counts. We need to have self-control and patience, love and compassion, motivation and encouragement. And of course, this is not an all-inclusive list, but hopefully it's providing us a runway for a good place to start or recalibrate. And so with that, let's close for the day, but hopefully you'll join me tomorrow as we continue on with our study of these characteristics of a Christian father. Thanks for listening.
Press On is brought to you by the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship, and we have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You are always welcome to join us. For more Press On episodes or any other church information, find us online at beaverdamchurch.com. And you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. Thanks for listening, and let's press on.